Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty coming at you on this fine November 4th, Friday. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
And, you know, thank goodness, as we keep saying, made it through another week. And but, you know, we do... also keep saying, keep your eye on North Korea, right?
Oh, man,
and,
yeah.
And so we just want to make sure that everybody is aware that that just yesterday, South Korea's defense minister came out and said, any nuclear attack by North Korea will lead to the end of the Kim Jong-un regime. This is a strong warning against the DPRK.
Yes.
And so, oh boy, you know.
Oh yeah, which you know, is just going to get North Korea all riled up even more. You
yeah,
know?
Right, so, exactly, because they're the ones that are just dying to get this started.
Well, yeah, they take that as a dare.
Yes,
you know,
right,
really. I mean, right. that's how they look at things. But
well, and you know, when we look east over towards Russia and Ukraine, and watch how this Biden regime is taunting Putin. Putin's pretty stable. Putin tries to be as laid back and you know, non-reactive as possible.
Right.
Minus all of these promptings and these pokings, more or less, you know, what we always call poking the bear,
right,
that came from the Biden regime. Well, North Korea is not like that.
No,
North
they're
Korea,
not calm, cool, collected, no, level-headed, no, calculating. They're just...
In fact, they're quite the opposite. And like we said, they would be the attack dog between the Triune Alliance, between Russia, China, and North Korea. And so... So, I mean, maybe I even have to speculate that maybe the Biden regime is not seeing as fast of a response out of Putin as they had hoped for, in hoping to cause some kind of, you know, nuclear exchange.
Right.
So now here we are over there provoking North Korea, who we're definitely going to get a much quicker response out of.
Well, there's no respect or fear from the for the United States,
right?
You know, and
right,
around the world. I mean, this is China, Russia, Iran. All of them are just emboldened.
Oh
right,
yeah,
now.
Yep.
And you know, it's not just Biden either. It's obviously it's all the people that are in charge of the NATO countries right now.
Yes,
that
it's
are
the
all,
HON.
Yeah, they're on the same. You know, they're the same agenda. And right now, you know, we're still celebrating that Netanyahu's going to be the prime minister of Israel, you know, that he won. And in the UK, they've got this new prime minister now that Rishi Sunak has dropped his predecessor, Liz Truss's plan. You know, Liz Truss, it was in there, what, 6 weeks?
Right.
So now they got a new World Economic Forum puppet in there, and he's dropping the plans to move the UK's embassy to Jerusalem. And that's something that Liz Truss wanted to do.
Oh, right.
And so he's already scrapped that. And when he went in to take office, he did his Hindu candle lighting ceremonial thing.
Oh, no.
At the doorway of the entrance to you know, to the political building there, whatever it is, Downing Street, something, I can't remember now. But, oh yeah, so the press was there just making this big deal out of it.
And so the new prime minister of the UK is a Hindu.
Oh yeah, it's just, I watched the video that he had posted of, you know, these little Hindu ritualistic things at the doorway, so.
Well, that's a long, long ways from the UK's most famous leader, the one who was a light in the dark shining I mean, in the darkest hour. Yeah. You know, Winston Churchill, you know, so World War II, that was the amazing leader that came out of the UK from the World War II. So quite the long shot from that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, speaking of embassies and Jerusalem, we're wondering, you know, when's Biden going to call and congratulate Netanyahu? Because other world leaders are, you know, or Viktor Orban from Hungary, you know, the European redoubt.
Right. He was quick to call.
Yeah. He congratulated him right away. But no, the ambassador, Tom Nides, the U.S. ambassador congratulated Netanyahu.
Right.
Not the president.
Yep.
You know, and
that's shameful. Well, and it's interesting. It's interesting because on the flip side of that, the real president of the United States, Trump, on November 1st, he became the world's first Jewish Jexit became the world's first Jewish organization to present a U.S. President Donald Trump with the American Defender of Zion Award.
Wow.
And so how fascinating that the regime puppet can't even call Netanyahu, but President Trump was just given this Defender of Zion Award. How cool is that?
Yes, it is. Well, you know, the regime is out there. They're too busy warning about the elections possibly being, you know, stolen or disrupted. Biden just said the midterms could easily be illegitimate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're setting up the framework for
He's already saying, don't expect the actual vote to be counted right away.
Right. And then turning around and belittling what he calls election deniers from 2020.
Right.
So the only, according to them, the only elections that are legitimate are the ones that they win.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Or the ones at least where they're declared the victors.
Well, now, speaking of the election day, this is quite the amazing, well, sign from the Lord, right? Because the Lord, the Bible says that the moon and the stars are meant to be used as signs and signs of...
They were four signs.
Yes.
Yes.
And so here we have this information about a blood moon lunar eclipse to rise on election day over the United States, and it's the last total lunar eclipse the Earth will see for the next 3 years.
Wow.
Can you possibly make that any more important? You know what I mean? As far as like the U.S. election.
Oh, yeah.
It happens on election day.
The red wave.
Yeah.
On a red blood moon.
That's right.
Yeah.
And full lunar eclipse. And so, wow, the blood moons are always a major sign.
Yeah. And I wonder what they're a sign of. I mean, what significant events are we going to see, you know, happen?
Right.
Or you might not even realize it till days or weeks or months later. Something that took place.
That's right.
On that day. Yeah. We found that a lot from some of these pastors that have covered this.
That's right, where there had been tetrads of blood moons.
Yeah, fascinating. Yeah. And some of the geopolitical events that took place, you know, the geopolitical shakings that have happened on those. Well, it'd be interesting.
Yeah,
Interesting times.
Oh boy, is it ever. What a fascinating thing that humans have zero control over. I mean, that's pretty cool, actually. So
hold on tight.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. And we don't even know what that means, but it's just very fascinating for us to be aware of.
Just another little added point of anticipation, like, ooh,
yeah,
wow, as if that day's not going to be big enough as it is.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Gosh, I
but,
know.
But something cool about the election, in fact, Kash Patel, he did a full interview with John Solomon, and he gives his top three investigations for the incoming Congress when the Republicans win the majority. And the top three investigations are going to be, number one, the FBI and DOJ. Hooray for that.
Excellent.
Number two, Dr. Fauci. Hooray for that as well. And three, the southern border. And so Kash Patel also predicts that the Republicans will pick up 40 seats in the House and 52 in the Senate. And so
so two, so two more in the Senate, right?
Right. And so these are, no kidding, this election is going to be absolutely huge. In fact, we might even say astronomical, right? Yes. According to the blood moon.
Right.
So
interesting way of putting it.
Yeah.
And of course, that the day after the elections, then the next campaign will be to blame all these Republicans who are in charge for all the high gas prices.
Oh yes.
Because it's going to be just on. They just dumped another 15 million barrels from our strategic reserves to lower the artificially priced oil.
Right.
And this is just only up until the elections, though. And Amir Sarfati, he keyed in on that as well. So he's paying pretty close attention. And yeah, it's just store up as much as you can, you know, within your ability. And
well, and know, I'm
food
actually
and fuel right
I'm,
now.
I'm actually hoping that what happens after the election with gas prices, with the prices that are undoubtedly going to just skyrocket, I hope that is enough to pull people just out of the woodwork and make them reopen our own oil reserves.
Absolutely.
And yep. So, you know, to where they will have absolutely no choice anymore. It's going to be a forced issue of open our own oil reserves.
Yep. We were energy independent before Biden.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, I'm looking forward to the word of the day today.
So am I. Something. Oh my gosh, this is an ongoing, this is like a... The Lord's mini series.
Yes, there we go.
of things that you don't normally hear in church, but I mean, we're reading it word for word directly out of the Bible as to what the new millennium will look like with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And this week has been about the direct all the details directly to do with the temple. The Lord, where he sits on his throne, and who will be allowed around him, and what they have to wear, and what to expect. And this is all coming from Ezekiel chapter 43 through 48. So the word of the day for Fired Up Friday is coming to us from Ezekiel 44, verses 23-24, and also Ezekiel 45, verses 16 and 17.
Okay.
So it reads, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the unholy, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. In controversy, they shall stand as my judges and judge it according to my judgments. They shall keep my laws and my statutes in all my appointed meetings, and they shall hallow my Sabbaths." And then chapter 45, verse 16 and 17 reads, "All the people of the land shall give this offering for the prince in Israel. Then it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings, grain offerings, and drink offerings at the feasts, the new moons, the Sabbaths, and at the appointed seasons of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering, the grain offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offerings to make atonement for the house of Israel." Mm. And so those were just a couple of the verses pulled out from 44 and 45 that are particularly interesting, because this is the new millennium that this is referring to, and this is when we reign with the Lord as his kings and his priests. And
okay, I was gonna just ask. So you started off with, obviously, it was in the middle of a thought or a sentence, or
yes.
So it says, and they will teach.
Right. This is a continuation from the priests that will be allowed to minister to the Lord and to be in his directly in his proximity.
Okay, so when he says they will teach my people, it's these priests,
right?
They will teach the people these
right.
Laws,
I mean, we could go back a little bit, and it says, where we left off yesterday, that they can't wear anything that causes them to sweat.
Right.
And when they go out to the outer court, to the outer court, to the people, they shall take off their garments in which they have ministered, leave them in the holy chambers, and put on other garments. And in their holy garments, they shall not sanctify the people. They shall neither shave their heads nor let their hair grow long, but they shall keep their hair well trimmed. No priest shall drink wine when he enters the inner court. And then it kind of goes right into they shall not take as a wife a widow or a divorced woman, but take virgins of the descendants of the house of Israel or widows of priests. Hmm. And then they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the unholy, and cause them to discern between the unclean and clean. And then it continues in, well, both verse 23 and 24, and they shall hallow my Sabbaths. And so all of the priests that are directly ministering to the people and to the Lord right in his holy temple, those are going to be the people that teach the people the difference between the holy and the unholy, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. So right. In this year,
and this is all in the future. I mean,
yes,
you get caught up kind of thinking, oh, they're reading about how it was, you know, in Bible times. And
that's not the case.
It's not 2,500 years ago.
No,
it's in the future.
It's after the second coming, after Jesus comes and we're all ruling and reigning with him.
Right.
And so the fact that he doesn't change, he
right.
is still in the new millennium. He's still upholding the Sabbath day. He's still
right.
upholding everybody expecting to learn how to be holy and to know his judgments. And especially this is why yesterday was such an interesting word about his judgment about the priests that failed in their duty and let
yes.
foreigners take their job for him, because his judgment in that case was so unusual that I felt how interesting, and that if we're to know and reproduce his judgments when we are reigning with him as kings and priests, we better know his judgments, first of all.
Well, they're going to teach us.
Well, and you know, the fact that this year we've called it as being the year that we need to really circumcise our hearts and walk in his ways. And since we're called to be holy, we better understand what holy actually is.
Right, that's right.
And so just this fact that he's going to cause them to know the difference between holy and unholy.
Right.
So this is, if we're going to be doing it then, why not be doing it now? Why not get a jump on it and study and learn all of his judgments and the things that he decided to do and carry out? And the fact that the Sabbath, the new moons, and in verse 16 and 17, where it says, at the feasts, the new moons, the Sabbaths, and at all the appointed seasons of the house of Israel. And then it goes on to talk about the keeping of the feasts. So as Christians, we're going to be there with Jesus keeping all of these things.
Right.
And so I'd have to say that we're on the right path.
Yeah.
We're on the right path. We're not neglecting the feasts. We're trying to learn more about them, keeping the Sabbaths, understanding what exactly all of that is about, because it doesn't change.
Right.
And
yeah,
so,
it's eternal. It's actually a foreshadowing of what the world is going to be like, and the rule and the governance that's going to be in place in the future.
That's right.
Yeah, so very
yeah.
interesting. And also, as far as the feasts, we understand that those are also foreshadowings of, you know, prophecy to be fulfilled. And, you know, there's, well, I think three of those feasts that require the males to go to Jerusalem, to the temple. And so that's not what we're talking about. But we benefit, it's such a blessing to learn about them,
right.
what they mean, and how those line up with prophecy that's been fulfilled and prophecy that's yet to be fulfilled.
Right.
So it's just a blessing to have learned about those, and we're still learning.
Well, exactly. There's so much to learn.
Yeah.
And especially in comparison to what the modern Christian teaching is omitting.
Right.
Maybe not on purpose, but You know, just as a way of saying, well, you know, that's all old stuff, but this is not, that's not the case with right. Ezekiel. This is all looking well beyond where we are all at right now.
Yep.
So, and it's still, so it's very relevant. And I think it's important that people understand that just how relevant that is.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so, that's why we're talking about it. That's why we're covering it.
That's so, right. That's word for cool word, stuff. Right out of the text.
Yes, indeed. All right. We'll get those scriptures out once again, and then we'll take a quick break.
Okay. So that was Ezekiel 44, verses 23 and 24, and Ezekiel 45, verses 16 and 17. And I just encourage you to read from 43, Ezekiel 43, all the way to Ezekiel 48 this weekend if you get the chance, because it's quite the teaching.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you for that.
Yep. Praise God.
Okay, guys, let's take that break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. Learning about the rapture and what that means and getting ready for that and doing a self-examination. And yeah, this is really cool stuff. And it's updated too. A few weeks ago, more updates were added to that. So it is JesusAppears.com. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. You guys be safe out there in that snow, winter conditions on your morning commute. And we'll be back right after these messages.
In addition to voting in all elections, become active in government. Run for local, state, and national office, or help select capable people of the highest integrity to serve. Be constantly vocal on all local and national political issues. Tell your representatives in Congress, or even the President himself, what you think is the best course on issues that come before the public.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night.
Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back from the break. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt you're tuned into here on Liberty Broadcasting. And this is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning, and everyone, welcome back to Fired Up Friday.
Yes, it is. Oh, I just wanted to mention, too, Prepping 2.0 is helping to offset some of the costs there for segment two, so we're grateful. And the website is prepping2-0.com. And of course, we're mostly overwhelmingly listener supported. So we thank you guys for your prayerfully considering supporting us and keeping us on the air. All right, Lady Liberty, we've got more than we can cover in the time that we have, but we're going to have fun trying anyway. Here's something that's got me fired up. The Epic Times just came out with an exclusive. A leaked hospital memo has revealed that 500% rise in stillbirths. Fetal specialist explains the likely cause. And what do you think? What do you think it is?
Oh, it's definitely the death and maiming shot.
No, it's climate change.
Oh, yes. No, right.
It's ding, Republicans. Ding, ding. It's Republicans. It's those violent Republicans that are in office is leading to all these stillbirths. 500% increase.
Right. Wow.
You know, yeah, they are killing people. They are murdering people. And the ones that they can't kill, they want to chop up, starting with the kids.
Yep. Yep. It's frightening. And in fact, I have this article here from the Epic Times that is titled, Pennsylvania taxpayers have paid $16 million for childhood sex reassignment treatments. And it goes to describe how Governor Tom Wolf's administration to fund sex reassignment and gender transition services for children has absolutely skyrocketed, and that in 2015 they actually paid $78,000 for services related to sex reassignment for children under 18, but in 2021 the state spent $3.9 million alone in that year. And as if that's not bad enough, apparently the majority of these treatments are are from the pharmaceutical companies,
yeah,
which are blocking different hormones and whatnot, or amplifying other hormones.
Yes.
However, the part that's the most disturbing of all of this is, it says here that homeless kids get gender treatment, and this just reeks of sterilization, you know, history of sterilization,
yeah,
from the eugenicists,
yep,
and how they targeted foster children and the very poor people.
Yes.
And so it says here, during a Pennsylvania House Health Committee hearing, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Gender Clinic co-founder Nadia Dowshin testified that her clinic receives referrals from foster care and homeless shelters. She said, "We're really getting referrals from a variety of resources, but we're getting a lot more referrals from institutions and other youth-serving professionals working with youth in other capacities, sometimes from within the foster care system or the mental health system or through homeless shelters for youth who are in need of support." And
oh,
in another
gosh
presentation, she praised none other than Dr. Rachel Levine, calling the former Pennsylvania Secretary of Health a wonderful advocate, doing amazing work to make sure young people have coverage of these medications. And as we know, Levine is a transgender individual who served in Pennsylvania until the regime puppet Biden appointed him as Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and he is a former professor of pediatrics and psychiatry at the Penn State College of Medicine and longtime advocate of gender-affirming care, which includes puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and surgeries with life-altering consequences for children and adolescents who want to change their bodies and live as the opposite sex.
It's a man who shows up for work in one of our government offices in a dress and lipstick.
Yep.
This is just, and he's a professor of pediatric psychology. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yep. It was here. Let me see it one more time. Yes.
Former professor
of pediatrics and psychiatry at the Penn State College of Medicine.
So he focuses on messing up kids'
little
minds.
Children. Yep. Yep. And anybody under 18. And it says, and boy, it just, that's a nightmare. I can't describe anything. It makes me think of Mengele.
Yeah. It makes me fired up.
Yep. Without a doubt.
All right, guys, you be safe out there. Keep the flashlights and generator ready to go. High winds hitting tonight, and then we got snow. So you just be safe out there. You have a blessed weekend, though, and just enjoy the warm fire. Throw another log on and join us Sunday night for the weekly podcast.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.